4 Yankee Charlie India, sounding good. Okay, R4ACR.
For 4ACR and 4ZLK. Good morning, Terry.
KO4HK.
KB4CBA, good morning. Yeah.
Good morning, Patrick, and good morning, Dave. And 4ZLK. Sounds like we got some one-sided turn or something. I'm not sure. Did you hear Bill come in, Patrick? I didn't hear him.
I was going to ask you the same question. Go ahead, Dave.
I didn't hear any response to his call. So I don't know what's going on there.
A dual VFO and heard it on the other band. Anyway, I hope everybody's doing well. Patrick, how are you feeling? How's the knee?
Just letting me know it's still attached, where you can't take anything forward. It's definitely slowing me down.
That's something you can take, but, but anyway, it might not take away the pain, but you wouldn't care.
I want to know what that is, David. Patrick, I have heard that, you probably heard this too, people that have a limb amputated, they can still feel it. It still feels like it's there too, so at least you can look down and still see it.
Nah, it's just that week before they said you didn't want you taking any kind of medication because of blood thinner effects, so... that lead-up week is, I think they do that to remind you why you're having a surgery, too.
Having a replacement or what?
Good morning for a knee replacement.
I haven't been there. My wife's had that done. Yeah, a bunch of people on there, but anyway. But it's a lot better than it used to be, I can tell you that.
Them to be able to do brain transplants, because that's probably what I'm going to need.
I was thinking clone you a body and you just transplant your brain over and live forever, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought that's what AI was for. You know, they were going to do everything. We were just going to stay home. I mean, they could even go play tennis for me. You know, what the heck? But, I don't think so.
I wouldn't want to live forever like that. Let me have my one time, and I'll do the best I can with it, and then I'm good. Well, I'm about to pull over for lunch. I know it's a little early, but my deliveries have lightened up as far as the number of them, but my pickups have grown exponentially, so I have to eat lunch a little bit earlier. We'll talk to you guys later. Patrick, nice to hear you. Dave, nice to hear you as well. And I'll try to touch base with you before the surgery, Patrick. KO4HKX in the group, and 4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, enjoy your lunch, and glad things are kind of smoothing out for you there a little bit. And look forward to talking to you, KO4HKX. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, well, 73, Shane, and hope you can enjoy the rest of your day. Well, Patrick, I am sitting here looking in the garage, so I guess I'll jump out of here, and when is your surgery, can you tell me that?
It is Thursday morning.
So, is it still, do you spend the night, or is it an outpatient?
Not a night. I don't know if that's normal or what, but they had me down to spend one night.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, they used to keep you a week, you know, and you went to PT, you know, twice a day. I can remember that with my wife with both her hips and her right knee. And so it, like I said, it's gotten a lot better. That's good. All right, well, we'll certainly be saying a prayer for you, especially on Thursday. 73, and good to talk to you. KB4CPA.
David, and good to talk to you also. And maybe we'll talk on down the log. KO4 H-Kicks, I'm clear for now, 7-3.